Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 135. I know no life divided, O Lord of life, from Thee. In Thee is life provided for all mankind and me. I know no death, O Father, because I live in Thee. Thy life it is that frees us from death eternally. Hymn number 135. Scriptural will be given by Shahidat from Maryland.
I will be reading from the book of John, chapter 16. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 37. City of God, how broad and far outspread walls, thy walls sublime. The true thy chartered freemen are, of every age and clime. Hymn number 37.
City of God,
to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other subjects that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning, so if you missed it, or if you'd like to listen to it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you will also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11. And that Sunday school is available to children just about anywhere. It has its own teleconference number. And many of our Sunday school students don't live in the area, so they attend via telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend via telephone. Just call us, we'll give you the number. And we'll be very happy. Our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives really, really saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we do have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do attend, you can bring the whole family. We've been busy this week. The October newsletter has been printed and mailed to subscribers. So for those of you who do subscribe, it's in the mail. Our outreach is very broad, really, worldwide. We have 18 now websites in 18 different languages. And each of our websites contains the very finest Christian Science literature in audio and print. And everything that's offered on our websites is offered free of charge. Freely we have received and freely we give. So we are very grateful for those of you who have found one of our websites, have found our church, and have found the healing power of Christian Science. And I'd like to point out one of the articles that's featured on our English language website, an article by Gilbert Carpenter, entitled, "With God, All Things Are Possible." Excellent article. I recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we are going to have a reading of a testimony of healing from Miscellaneous Writings by Mary Baker Eddy, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Tom from Iowa.
Page 633, From Despair to Hope and Joy. I have often had a desire to make public what Christian Science has done for me, but I can never tell of all my blessings. They are so many. From childhood, I was always sick, never knew 1 hour of rest, and was under the doctor's care most of the time. I was living in the East at that time and was advised to try change of climate, which I did. I came west with my family in the spring of the year, but instead of growing better, I grew steadily worse, until at last I was obliged to keep my bed for nearly 3 years, a great sufferer. My ailments were, it seemed, all that flesh is heir to, and were called incurable by the doctors, Bright's disease and many others, in the last stages. My case was known among physicians, many of whom were prominent specialists, as the most extreme one. Many, upon looking at me, would turn away with a wide shake of head and say, "What keeps her alive?" My physicians, who were exceedingly kind and did all that lay within their power for me, gave me up, and the death sentence was pronounced on me by all who attended me. It was then I realized that man's extremity is God's opportunity. The little book was handed me at this hour of great need. I read it, not thinking it would heal me, but like a drowning man, I grasped at it. I read it again, and soon found myself growing stronger. Then I kept on reading and was perfectly healed of all supposedly incurable diseases. L.B., Austin, Minnesota.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 6 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Doctrine of Atonement. The golden text is from 2 Chronicles. The Lord is with you while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. The responsive reading is from Isaiah and Hebrews. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near me.
Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up.
Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God.
Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. I will read from the Bible. Jeremiah. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? 2 Chronicles. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead, and strengthened himself against Israel. And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam, but sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel. Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hand, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance. And his heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. Moreover, he took away the high places and groves out of Judah. Also, in the third year of his reign, he sent to his princes, even to Ben-Hail, and to Obadiah, and to Zechariah, and to Nathanael, and to Micaiah, to teach in the cities of Judah. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of store, and he had much business in the cities of Judah. Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. John. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, and a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. I and my Father are one." Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said unto him, "Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true." Jesus answered and said unto them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me." Then said Jesus unto them, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." As he spake these words, many believed on him. James. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law, in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. Father, Mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. As the apostle expressed it in words which he quoted with approbation from a classic poet, "For we are also his offspring." If man ever existed without this perfect principle or mind, then man's existence was a myth. The spiritual reality is the scientific fact in all things. The spiritual fact, repeated in the action of man and the whole universe, is harmonious and is the ideal of truth. Spiritual facts are not inverted. The opposite discord, which bears no resemblance to spirituality, is not real. The only evidence of this inversion is obtained from suppositional error, which affords no proof of God, spirit, or of the spiritual creation. Material sense defines all things materially and has a finite sense of the infinite. The scriptures say, "In him we live and move and have our being." What then is this seeming power independent of God, which causes disease and cures it? What is it but an error of belief, a law of mortal mind, wrong in every sense, embracing sin, sickness, and death? It is the very antipode of immortal mind, of truth, and of spiritual law. It is not in accordance with the goodness of God's character that he should make man sick, then leave man to heal himself. It is absurd to suppose that matter can both cause and cure disease, or that spirit, God, produces disease and leaves the remedy to matter. This carnal material mentality, misnamed mind, is mortal. Therefore, man would be annihilated were it not for the spiritual real man's indissoluble connection with his God, which Jesus brought to light. In his resurrection and ascension, Jesus showed that a mortal man is not the real essence of manhood, and that this unreal material mortality disappears in the presence of reality. Wearing in part a human form, that is, as it seemed to mortal view, being conceived by a human mother, Jesus was the mediator between spirit and the flesh, between truth and error. Explaining and demonstrating the way of divine science, he became the way of salvation to all who accepted his word. From him, mortals may learn how to escape from evil. The real man, being linked by science to his maker, mortals need only turn from sin and lose sight of mortal selfhood to find Christ, the real man and his relation to God, and to recognize the divine sonship. Material man is made up of involuntary and voluntary error, of a negative right and a positive wrong, the latter calling itself right. Man's spiritual individuality is never wrong. It is the likeness of man's maker. Matter cannot connect mortals with the true origin and facts of being, in which all must end. It is only by acknowledging the supremacy of spirit, which annuls the claims of matter, that mortals can lay off mortality and find the indissoluble spiritual link which establishes man forever in the divine likeness, inseparable from his creator. Jesus taught the way of life by demonstration, that we may understand how this divine principle heals the sick, casts out error, and triumphs over death. By his obedience to God, he demonstrated more spiritually than all others the principle of being. Hence the force of his admonition, "If ye love me, keep my commandments. Though demonstrating his control over sin and disease, the great teacher by no means relieved others from giving the requisite proofs of their own piety. He worked for their guidance, that they might demonstrate this power as he did and understand its divine principle. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, says the apostle. And he straightway adds, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good purpose. Philippians 2:12-13. Truth has furnished the key to the kingdom, and with this key, Christian Science has opened the door of human understanding. If truth is overcoming error in your daily walk and conversation, you can finally say, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith because you are a better man. This is having our part in the at-one-ment with truth and love. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction till at last he finishes his course with joy. It is essential to understand instead of believe what relates most nearly to the happiness of being. To seek truth through belief in a human doctrine is not to understand the infinite. We must not seek the immutable and immortal through the infinite, mutable and mortal, and so depend upon belief instead of demonstration, for this is fatal to a knowledge of science. The understanding of truth gives full faith in truth, and spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings. The Master said, no man cometh unto the Father, the divine principle of being, but by me. Christ, life, truth, love. For Christ says, I am the way. Paganism and agnosticism may define deity as the great unknowable, but Christian Science brings God much nearer to man and makes him better known as the all in all, forever near.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 337. Theories which thousands cherish pass like clouds that sweep the sky. creeds, and dogmas all may perish, truth herself can never die. Hymn number 337.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 343. Thou art the way, to thee alone from sin and death we flee, and he who would the Father seek must seek thee, Lord, by thee. Hymn number 343.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Colossians. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen.